Because what you brought me through.
Yeah. Come on, Preston. Come on. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh. Earlier, Reverend Jasper read for you from the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, beginning with the 24th verse. Let me read that again. Again, Matthew 13, 24 through 30. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. Mm-hmm. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tare among them, among the wheat, and went their way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared their tares also. Mm-hmm. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Mm-hmm. Let both grow together until the harvest. Mm-hmm. And in the time of the harvest, I was saying to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and bury them. But gather the wheat into my barns. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Growing in Christ, in spite of the weeds. Growing in Christ, in spite of the weeds. Yes, sir. Can you imagine just how beautiful it would be to live and to live for Christ? How to live according to His will? If you were surrounded with nobody except people who love the Lord? Amen. If everybody you came in contact with decided they wanted to live for the Lord and were going to try to do His blessed will, if everybody who you were around, everybody who you sat next to in church.
Mm. Come on, Pastor. Mm. Come on. Say something.
Really loved the Lord.
Right now.
Really wanted to serve the Lord. Really wanted to do His blessed will. Uh-huh. It would be so much easier if we had it that way. But it's not that way. And the scripture lets us know that. Here, Jesus gave a parable. There's among many parables He was giving at this time. And He said to those around that a man had sown wheat in this field, good seed. Mm-hmm. But when the wheat sprung up, the folks who were around said, sir, didn't you throw just good seed out there? Shouldn't there just be wheat growing?
Yeah.
We see that there's something else coming up with the wheat. Mm-hmm. With the wheat. We know that there are tares coming up there, that there are weeds growing up.
Yeah.
And it looks similar, but it's something else that's growing up out there. Would you like for us to go out now? We can take the weeds out of there. And let the wheat just grow strong.
Yeah.
Let the wheat grow and just get rid of all the weeds. Said no. He lets both grow together.
That's right.
Let the weeds grow right along with the wheat. Now. I'm sure the Lord wouldn't have a problem if I told you that. But of course, the wheat was what they wanted to grow, and I guess it'd be very similar to us in our gardens right now. If you look out at all that snow and start thinking about what we want to do, we want to plant some flowers out there. When the snow is gone, we want some beautiful plants to grow. And somehow, when we do that, if there's some weeds that come up,
come on,
after we put out the good seed,
yes,
if some weeds grow up among those flowers, we would think the right thing to do is to go and tear out the weeds so the flowers can grow. There are a lot of reasons that you want to tear out the weeds. you want to tear them out for one thing, because you know that if the weeds are growing out there among the flowers, they're taking the nutrients out of the soil, and somehow they may overshadow the plants. The weeds may grow faster than the blossoms and the beautiful plants that you put out there. Mm-hmm. Seems like a good idea to pull them up.
Yeah.
Just get them out of there.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there but beautiful flowers growing. But Jesus said to those, he said, no, it can't be that way. Because you see, if you go out and you start pulling up the weeds, if you start pulling out the tags, you might tear up the weed as well.
Right.
Because you see, you may think you know.
Come on, come on, Pastor, come on.
You may think you know the weeds when you see a weed.
Come on, sir.
And you may think that what you see out there needs to come up.
Yeah.
Somehow as you're tearing out the weeds, you may root up some of the good plants as well.
Yeah.
So that's what the Lord was saying.
Right.
So we know how it is, and I know that when the flowers are coming up and you see the weeds, you want to get them out right away. Maybe you think, I got it.
Yeah.
I know when I planted, and I know what's good, and I know what's bad. But Jesus was letting us know that somehow if you start trying to throw away that which you think is bad, you may not throw away what is bad. You may end up throwing away something that's really good. Because you see, somehow, I think I know plants pretty well. Well, I do now. I can remember a time when I was on my way home from school, I stopped and picked up some flowers that I thought were pretty nice. And my mother would put those dandelions in a little dish. You see, I didn't really know the difference.
Yeah.
And many of us may think we know the difference between the flowers and the weeds. But we don't know the difference between the flowers and the weeds. Right here among us who are right here, I dare say that we are weeds and there are flowers. There are flowers and there are weeds.
Yeah.
And I'll say that I know for sure that there are some weeds that I think are flowers.
Oh, my God. I say so, man.
And there are some flowers here who I may not realize are going to grow into beautiful flowers that I think they're weeds.
Yeah.
I don't really know. That's what Jesus was letting us know.
That's
you don't know somebody's heart. You don't really know who they are.
Yeah.
Many of us here feel that there are some folks in the church ought not be in the church.
Right.
Our church would be so much better if we didn't have folks like that in the church. Folks, you see, you don't realize that they're not in a growing pattern.
Come on,
they're not all the
Lord
wants to be yet. But the Lord is working on them. The Lord is working on them. They may not know the word like you know the word. They are memory, but you know what? There's some folks that you think are flowers.
Yeah.
And you really know the word. They sound like they want it to sound and mean what they want it to mean. Get the flowers mixed up with the weeds. Let us all grow together. Let us grow with the weeds. It may be hard to grow with that weed. It might be hard to grow with that weed. But one day, after God has worked with them a little bit, after God has pruned them just a little bit, after God has touched them a little bit, after God has watered them with the Spirit just a little more, after God has touched them with a special love, you'll find it doesn't look cool and look like a weaver. Come forth, so beautiful, a beautiful flower of the Lord. Somebody who's willing to testify about it. Somebody who's willing to let the world know that my God is God. Have an opinion of folks
All right.
Just because you think you're so spiritual.
Come on,
strong.
Come on, man. Come on, face up.
But you really know he's on the right track. I see a whole lot of folks. Actually, if I look around, I don't think I see anything but flowers.
That's right.
But I just believe that somehow I had a large hand, a spiritual wheel of God. Somebody was held up. Let both grow together. That's what the Lord said. Let both grow. The weeds and the flowers grow together. I can't help but believe there's going to be some beautiful folks, some beautiful blossoms coming forth out of what we saw. For we, some spiritual power pouring out of the folks that we saw. But really, on Satan's side. Some beautiful power, some beautiful love. Lord said to us, let both grow together.
That's right.
Let both grow together. You need to grow, recognizing that you're not going to be among all good folks. All people who really love the Lord. There's going to be somebody in your circle who's going to be pulling you away from the Lord. Somebody who's not on the Lord's side. There's going to be somebody you thought was not strong in the Lord. Was going to be a beautiful flower for the day. Somebody who God is going to bless. More knowledge of Him. More love for Him. Such a way that anybody who looks at it will have no doubt. That's one who is on the Lord's side. We've got to grow weeds. We've got to grow flowers. Let God decide who is who.
Amen.
Amen. Allow the Spirit to heal. Allow the Lord to touch you. Don't mind being pruned every now and then.
Amen.
Let the Lord make you what He would have you
be. Amen.
And stop pushing down, putting down, talking about somebody else. Just grow with
them.
Let's just grow with them. Let all grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest. We'll have those who are not on the Lord's side taken and bundled and thrown into the fire. And those who are on the Lord's side, I like to put it this way, we'll be gathered together to be in the Master's presence. Let us both go together. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God. Our Father, we thank you so much for reminding us that there are those who may look like they're on your side. That their prayers sound good. Their scripture knowledge is good. But somehow, Father, we find that all of those who we think are flowers are not really on your side. And Father, there are those who don't know the word real well yet. It seems that they struggle when they stand up to pray. Their testimony doesn't seem strong just yet. Father, but we know that you're still working on them. And you're not through with them yet. So the Holy Spirit is going to flow down upon them. And you're going to lift them and make them stronger. And somehow they're going to come forth as beautiful flowers. So Father, let us not push somebody aside or try to push somebody out because they don't live up to what we think a Christian ought to be or what a Christian ought to look like. And let us know, Father, that you've got you're going to work on them. You're going to work with them. Let us just grow. Let us just go stronger in ourselves, reaching out for you.
Yes.
Reaching out to become all you would have us to be.
Yes, God.
Or the precious name, the powerful, the loving, the adorable name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Somebody else say, thank God
for dying. Thank God.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to do this. Brother Angelo's trying to do it.
to tell you, but I can't get those notes right. I might sound like a weed. As you stand there, I'm hoping that you're realizing that you don't need to look around to see if there are flowers around you or weeds around you. Because what we're about to do now is not talk about those who are around you. Because they've got to grow among them. That's not what this is about. We're going to talk about